Station in North Georgia.
Welcome to Be a Light, an outreach ministry of Community Baptist Church. Now, Pastor Doug Forrester.
Good morning. Let me say what a joy it is to be with you this morning to bring our Be a Light broadcast to you today. I'm Pastor Doug Forrester from Community Baptist Church here in Gainesville, Georgia. And we certainly thank you for tuning in with us today. If you don't have a church family, we would humbly invite you to be with us in our church services there at the community. We're located at 4014 Hyde Mill Road in Gainesville, Georgia, in the East Hall High School community there. So we're real easy to find, just right off the road. And we would love to have you come be with us. Services every Sunday morning, 10 o'clock, worship service at 11. And then look for our evening services and Sunday night services, Wednesday night services. I want to invite you, and we know that you'll receive a blessing. Pray for us today that we'll share that with you that the Lord has laid upon our heart. I thank Brother Mike and the radio staff here for allowing us to be with you and bring this broadcast to you each and every Sunday morning at 9:30. We thank the Lord this morning for the opportunity to stand, and we thank God for the opportunity to witness to a lost and a dying world. We ask for your prayers today that we'll bring the message to you, read the scripture that God will be pleased with, play the songs that the Lord will be pleased with. We want to go to the Lord in a word of prayer in just a moment. But let me go ahead and I'll introduce the songs to you that we're going to play, and we'll play those for you in just a moment. We're going to start out with a good old song by Mark Trammell Quartet, "Jesus Is Coming Soon," and we'll end the program today with the McCameys singing a song, and we'll introduce that at the end of the program. We will go to the Lord in word of prayer first of all before we play the song this morning. Our kind and gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the day that you've given us. Lord, I thank you for the voice that you've given us today, Lord, the strength to stand and minister, God, unto the people today. We thank you, Lord, for our listeners that tune in each and every Sunday. God bless those that are shut in, that are not able to go. Lord, wherever they might be a member at, God, I know their desire would be to be in the Lord's house today, but God, maybe they're not able to get out anymore. But I thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, that you've given us to minister to our radio members. Thank God for all that you've done for us. Thank you for salvation today. And if there be one that's listening today that, Lord, don't have a personal relationship with you, God, that they can truly say, I've been saved and I'm on my way to heaven. God, I pray that today, God, would be that good day of salvation. Go with us now, revelate our minds and hearts into your blessed holy word. God, that we might say and do that, that would be pleasing to you. God, be in our church services this morning. God, not only ours there at community, God, but we're all you people, God, have met together. And God bless each and every man of God that stands, God, behind that sacred desk today to deliver the message from upon high. Thank you once again. In Jesus' name we humbly ask. Amen. Let me go ahead and play that song for you by the Mark Trammell Quartet, "Jesus Is Coming Soon." This is good old song, and I love this song, so I hope it's a blessing to you. Listen as they sing.
troublesome times are here,
filling men's hearts with fear.
Freedom we all hold dear,
now is at stake.
Humbling your
hearts to God
saves from the
chastening rod.
Seek the way
pilgrims trod, Christians away.
Thank God for the good uplifting song to begin our program. If you want to read along with us today, I trust that you turn your Bible to Isaiah chapter number 40. Part of this is very familiar scripture. And the heading at the beginning of this chapter in my Bible, and it talks a little bit in the first few verses of the mission of John the Baptist, but the heading over most of the verses here in the 40th chapter is talking about the greatness of God, the greatness of God, and how insignificant that mankind is today. I want to start out, I guess, and read the first couple of verses and kind of lay the groundwork here for what that the Lord has laid upon our heart. We'll try to be obedient unto the Lord and follow His leadership and guidance today. So read along with us. Comfort ye, my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, crying to her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath perceived with the Lord's hand double for her sins. And the voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare you the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and high shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And we'll skip on down, I guess, toward the latter part of this chapter. And I really have that last verse upon our heart today. And I'll share that with you in just a moment. We'll pick back up in the reading with verse number 28. It reads like this: Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, there is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And as we opened up this morning and we began to read about the greatness of God and the how mankind is a fallible creature, that's, I guess, an easy way to sum up this scripture this morning, how flesh fails and how flesh comes short of the glories of God. Our life is as the grass and that withereth, and a flower that fadeth. And it mentions here, and I believe somewhere along verses 6, 7, or 8, somewhere in that neighborhood this morning, it and that's talking about mankind, us as humans, how little that we really are, and how insignificant that we are this morning. And don't get me wrong, I believe God loves us today. I believe he takes care of us today, and he'll guide us and he'll strengthen us along the way. But I tell you, folks, we're as fallible creatures today. We come short of the things that God requires of us, and there's nothing good and righteous about us. I believe as we look at our life, the Bible refers to it in this manner, in one place, that our righteousness is as filthy rags in the sight of God, in the nostrils of God this morning. And God is such a great God today. He guides us. He strengthens us along the way. And I guess the last verse really sums up everything. And I want you to highlight that verse in your Bible. And I've heard this scripture quoted many times over the years. And hey, it's all the scripture is true, and it has a meaning. And even the scripture here in Isaiah chapter 40, I guess it's a little complex and kind of hard to understand. And as you read these verses, but I want to make it simple for you today. And verse 31 just really simplifies it this morning. And I'd love for you to read this entire chapter just to kind of show you a little more in depth how great that God is and how little that we are today. Let me read this verse once again in your hearing. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. And I begin to see this picture in my mind, and how an eagle soars through the skies. And I don't know if you've ever maybe watched programs about eagles and maybe saw an eagle in real life and in person. But I tell you, an eagle is very graceful. And it seems like when they take flight, they're not afraid of anything. And it seems like when they fly with power and authority and, you know, just greatness. And the Lord kind of tells us here, if we wait upon the Lord, He'll renew our strength. He'll give us strength to fight this battle, this journey, this course, this race that is before us today. He'll give us strength to run that race and run that race with patience. Said, we shall mount up with wings as eagles, and shall run and not weary, and shall walk and not be faint. And in other words, God will give us everything that we need today. He'll strengthen us when we're in the valleys. He'll strengthen us and give us power and give us might as we take on the next challenge, as we come out of that valley and we begin to climb that next mountain. He'll give us strength as we run and as we walk, and hey, everything that we do, I want us to realize this morning, we cannot do anything by ourselves, but through the help of God, through God's strength, His love and His mercy and His greatness today. But we got to have patience in every trying moment, every trying hour. And I don't know about you today, my friend, but I guess patience is one of the things I struggle with. Being patient to wait on the Lord. I don't want to get before God. And I thought about the old saying, sometime we get our cart before the horse today. And that's the way we do when it comes to the work of God. We get our cart before the horse. And, hey, we got to slow down. We got to pray. We got to think about God. We got to talk to God. We got to sing the songs of Zion. We got to see where our strength lies. And hey, our strength is not in this world. Our strength is not within ourselves. But our strength and our hope and our help comes from God today. And my friend, I want all of us to realize that and admit that and just be conscience of that each and every day. Hey, I'm nothing without God today. Now, I thought about the many wonderful songs that's been written about the greatness of God, and even that song that we played this morning, Jesus is coming soon, morning, night, or noon. We don't know the hour. We don't know the day. The angels in heaven don't even know the hour that God's coming back to receive us, receive His children unto Him. But whatever time that is, my friend, we need to be ready to go. I hope and pray if you're listening this morning and you're lost and undone without God, you can't go back in your mind and your heart to a place to that's your Bethel in your life. In other words, a place that you met the Lord at, whether it be in an altar down by a tree stump, down by the creek, down by the ocean side, wherever it might be, whenever God calls you, that's where you need to kneel. Don't wait and say, hey, I'll wait, God, until I get into church. You may not have another opportunity to get to that place. But wherever you find your place, whenever you get to that place that you need to kneel, you need to bow, you need to accept God in your heart and your soul, He'll save you. I believe that on the authority of God's word. He'll save them that are lost and under conviction, and they've come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, and the Lord certainly will save you this morning. And hey, everybody that's saved today is not always strong every hour of the day. But he tells us here in verse number 31 to just simply wait upon the Lord. Hey, I'll tell you, as faithful as you feel like you can be and as close to God as you feel like that you are, the devil will throw those snares out there and he'll try to trip us up. And I want to warn you of that. Today that the devil is there to try to deceive, try to tear you down, try to destroy your name, try to destroy everything about you. And if we're not careful, we'll get sidetracked. But, hey, I want to wait on the Lord. I don't want to get complacent. I don't want to sit on my couch of ease and rest upon my bed of ivory, but I want to stop. I want to wait. I want to pray. I want to seek the Lord's will. I want to seek His face that He might renew our strength and we can soar through this life. And the Bible tells us in one place, He said, we're more than conquerors through Him, not by ourselves, but through Jesus Christ. And if we know that, we realize that, we acknowledge that, we can make it through this life, and we can soar like that of an eagle with power and might and beauty today. I tell you, when a child of God is right where they need to be with God and seem like they're filled with the Spirit of God and the holiness of God and the power of God today. When you get in a church service and the songs of Zion are sung and a child of God lifts her hand up toward heaven and you can see the Spirit all over that individual, you can see that you can almost witness that spirit with the natural eye. And I realize, you know, it's more than natural. It's a supernatural. It's that of the Spirit that bears witness one with another today, that lets people know and they can see the Spirit of God on you. I hope they see the Spirit of God on me this morning in our church services today. I hope and pray. My prayer is that the Spirit of God will fall on the house of God, wherever you might be worshiping today. And when the world looks at you and Satan looks at you, they'll see that power and that might and that beauty as an eagle flies through the skies, and they'll see that determination when we run, when we walk, and when we continue the work of God, and everything about us, every step that we make, every word that comes out of our mouth can be a witness for God today, and I'm thankful to be a child of God. I'm thankful today to be counted in that number. How do you know that, preacher? If you've been saved, born again, washed in the blood and Lamb of Jesus Christ, you know that you know that you know. It's hard to find words to say how you feel. It's hard to find words to say, hey, this is how God saved me. But I know without a shadow of a doubt this morning that I'm saved. I know what I've got to do. You know what you've got to do to maintain that relationship with God. You know what you've got to do when you feel yourself slipping, when you feel yourself falling by the wayside. We just got to stand still, wait upon the Lord, say, God, I need you to strengthen me. One more day, one more time, one more, give me one more opportunity to serve you, to witness for you, and to be obedient today. I tell you, the time has just slipped by today. Let me go ahead and I love you. I appreciate you listening today. Let me go ahead and introduce the last song of the hour this morning by wonderful group, the McCamies, and listen to this song, and it sums it up real good. I made it by grace, and that's what's going to get us through. May God bless you. We love you from the bottom of our heart today. God loves you this morning. Pray for us when you pray. Until next time, until we're together again, may God bless you.
I live each day in victory because of the one who lives in me. I've found every promise he ever made. Jesus will keep. Walk by my side in deserts dry. Love me and help me when I cry. So let me sing you one more song in case I leave.
I know how I made it.
I know how I made it. I made it by God's amazing grace. Steps that are slow are now have taken, each one by faith.
Jordan, stormy shore, I'll lift my 97.5 Glory FM is WGTJ Murrayville Gainesville and W248DL Murrayville Gainesville.